Devastatingly, the study has found a 37% loss of life expectancy for the COVID-injected population. Steve Kirsch is the founder of the COVID-19 Early Treatment Fund and has been on the case for years now with his statistical analysis regarding the shots. He joins us now to discuss. Steve, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time.
It's good to be here, Maria.
It's great to see you again. Well, this study has certainly caught your attention. Not surprising. You've got your finger on the pulse and have had so for some time. A 37% loss of life expectancy if you got a COVID shot. And you've asked a very pertinent question, which is, shouldn't the CDC warn people at the very least, or do they save more lives by remaining silent somehow? This is really shocking, Steve.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty shocking myself. So what that means is that if you're young, first of all, let me caveat this in that these studies only go on for a certain amount of time after you got the shot. So we only have limited history for doing these computations. And I have record level data from a big country, and it shows that the actual increase in mortality from Moderna versus Pfizer on an absolute basis is 50%. It hovers around, it could be, depends on your age. If you're old, if you're like in your 90s, it's around a 12% increase in the mortality rate, which means your life is going to be decreased by 12%. But for younger people, people in their 60s, it actually is a 50% increase. And if you get even younger, it doubles or more, which means you're cutting your life expectancy by 50%. So if you're a young person, if just born, you're zero and you thought you'd live to be age 80, you're cutting your life expectancy by 40 years, which I think is pretty significant. We don't know, though, how long this decrease in mortality or the increase in mortality rate lasts, because we don't have any data. But for, I know from this data, which I could independently validate, independent of this paper that was published in the peer-reviewed journal, independently using gold standard government mortality data, and this is record level data, so I have the dates of vaccination and the deaths for each person in every age group. And so I could validate this, that for at least a year, you can have very easily a 50% or more increase in your mortality rate. So it's called a mortality rate ratio. So you're looking at, for people, like 65 and younger, you're looking at a 50% increase in the mortality rate, which corresponds to around a 25% reduction in the number of years that you had left. So if you thought you had 20 years left, you're going to have 15 years left. So it'll cut 5 years off of your life. If you're younger, it's going to cut more years off of your life. But this kind of thing is like, it's comparable to, and in fact, it exceeds the risk of heart attack, right? Because that's 20% of the deaths in America are due to heart attack. It's the number one killer is cardiovascular events. And so this is larger than that. And what we don't know is that how long from your last shot it lasts. We know it lasts for about at least a year. It could last 20 years. It could last 5 years. We just don't know. But it's an alarming signal. And it should be a stopping condition for these vaccines, if anyone was paying attention. But, as you know, people seem to look at the data and then they look the other way and just assume that it's safe and effective, even though we can prove very conclusively that it is not.